Congress prepares to certify Trump's election victory on January 6th. Congress will hold a joint session on January 6th to count the Electoral College votes, marking the official certification of President-elect Donald Trump's victory and formalizing his return to the White House for a second term. This constitutionally mandated process, conducted every 4 years, ensures the peaceful transfer or continuation of power. In this ceremonial event, Congress opens sealed certificates from each state documenting their electoral votes. Delivered in special mahogany boxes reserved for the occasion, these certificates are read aloud by bipartisan tellers from both chambers. The Vice President, acting as President of the Senate, presides over the session and announces the results. The Electoral Count Act, revised in 2022, clarified the Vice President's role as strictly ceremonial, removing any ambiguity about their authority. The updated law ensures the Vice President cannot alter or determine the results during the certification process. If a tie were to occur, the House of Representatives would decide the presidency, with each state delegation casting one vote. However, this scenario, last seen in the 1800s, is not relevant this time, as Trump decisively defeated Vice President Kamala Harris by 312 to 226 Electoral College votes. The certification process. During the joint session, the presiding officer opens and presents electoral vote certificates in alphabetical order by state. Bipartisan tellers from the House and Senate read each certificate aloud, recording and tallying the votes. Once all votes are counted, the presiding officer announces the winners of the majority votes for president and vice president. Lawmakers may object to a state's electoral votes after they are read, but objections are only considered if submitted in writing and signed by at least 1/5 of both House and Senate members. This higher threshold, established by the 2022 Electoral Count Act revision, aims to limit objections. Previously, an objection required support from just one senator and one representative. If an objection meets the threshold, the joint session pauses, and the House and Senate debate the issue separately. Both chambers must approve the objection by a simple majority vote for it to succeed. If they do not agree, the original electoral votes remain unchanged. Objections were last raised in 2021, challenging electoral votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania. Both were rejected by Congress. Before that, the most recent objection occurred in 2005, when Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones and Senator Barbara Boxer objected to Ohio's votes over alleged irregularities. Both chambers debated and overwhelmingly dismissed the objection. This session marks the final opportunity for formal objections, but none are anticipated, as Harris has conceded the race and accepted Trump's victory. Once certified, the president will be inaugurated on January 20th on the Capitol's West Front. Security preparations. The joint session has been designated as a national special security event with multiple agencies, including the Metropolitan Police Department, the United States Secret Service, and the U.S. Capitol Police, coordinating efforts. USCP announced on January 3rd that it had implemented enhanced security measures across the Capitol grounds, including additional physical barriers, increased patrols, and a larger police presence. Partner agencies are also providing support to ensure the event proceeds without disruption. The eyes of the world will be on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Elected officials across the country have faced a heightened threat environment in recent years, so we cannot take any chances when it comes to protecting the members of Congress, USCP Chief J. Thomas Manger said in a statement. USCP has hired additional officers, improved operational planning, and upgraded equipment and training over the past 4 years to bolster security, Manger said. On January 3rd, Manger met with local and federal law enforcement partners to finalize preparations. Following the meeting, an event notice was released, detailing road closures and other measures to secure the Capitol grounds.